Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam, I'm about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam and Slim, they doing them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Vapor Radio 1. That is the number one, at Vapor Radio 1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out. So, I said that this episode was going to be real interesting today. We had some interesting topics. Slim sent an interesting video to me this morning. And I think we're going to go ahead and just play this right now and see what kind of conversation we're gonna have about it. I have some opinions about it. I think you have some thoughts about it. Mm-hmm. And if I can find out where I place this video at and act like I'm actually organized and run a professional
studio. I'm the brains of the operation, everybody.
Say what?
I'm the brains of the operation.
All right. I thought you were security.
Hold on, y'all. Take a 5-minute break. I'm about to take a 5-minute
break. We're about to move some furniture real quick.
Let's take a 5-minute break. Let me have a little meeting with this fat little pudgy little.
We're about to have a tussle. All right. I found it here. I hope this levels are loud enough. It might be too loud for people, but sorry if it is. All right, we're going to play this audio clip, if the computer would work now. It's an interesting clip, so we've teased it enough here. There we go. All right, here it is, people.
Leaving? Go ahead and talk loud. No, you're going to stop me from leaving? Huh? But me parking there is, what's
it's
the
illegal, thing? It's illegal, honey. It's illegal. Not. It's not. You do not have a handicap tag
yes,
or a sticker. Where's it at?
Excuse me.
Where's it at?
Excuse me.
No, where's it at?
You gonna move out my way?
Where's it at?
Are you gonna move out my way?
Yeah, I'll be happy to move out your
way. Now, I'm waiting on you to block me in. You don't even know who you're entertaining right now, but I'm waiting.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm waiting.
All of y'all do this.
Who is all of y'all?
Mm. All of white, black, everybody.
I'm glad you said it like that.
But now, why do you do it?
Listen,
I want to know.
Listen.
I want to know why you
listen,
do it.
Listen, you don't know what profession I'm in. You don't know what
care,
I'm doing
honey.
Right now.
I don't care.
So you don't know what I'm doing right now.
Listen,
you need to mind the business that pays you. Does this pay you? Does me parking in that parking spot pay you right now? No, it doesn't.
Time.
You no, but, okay, and listen, if they have it told me, I might have money out of my business. I can get
care.
It out. So what's it to you?
Because if somebody needed that
is it,
spot.
Are you getting paid for minding my business right now?
No, but I.
Okay, so
business.
You can leave. But I,
you don't tell me.
But
what
listen,
to do.
Okay.
Okay. There's more to it. I want to stop right here for a second. So let me say that the title of this video is White Lady.
Please read the title.
I'm going to have to paraphrase it because I don't have it exactly in front of me, but it's something like White Lady Approaches Black Lady in Store About Parking in Handicap or Not Having a Handicap Parking Sticker, But She Does. Something like that.
That's basically
what the title is.
Yes. And, but in the end it says, and she has the
and she has it or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Basically. Uh-huh. So it says white lady approaches black lady about parking in handicapped spot or not having her thing or whatever. Like I said, either way, it makes you think that the white lady's crazy, whatever. Do you want to go first?
Nah, feel free.
All right. So here's my issue with this. I'm not saying that anybody is right or wrong in this situation. I want to say that first. If you park in the handicapped spot, number one, your handicapped sticker has to be visible to anybody and everybody. So again, not saying that this lady doesn't have it, but maybe it's not visible. The older white lady maybe needed that spot. I don't know. We don't know. It doesn't say. But maybe she can't see the sticker. She can't see the thing. Like, I know here in Oregon, we have a thing that you put over your rearview mirror. So it's, you know, it's up high. Everybody can see it through your windshield, your windows, whatever. Some places have stickers that you put on the windshield, you put on the back window, whatever. I don't know if hers is visible. So my first issue with this is if it's not visible, the lady comes in and says, you can't park there, blah, blah, blah. You don't have a sticker. You don't have the thing, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Instantly, the lady starts getting an attitude.
Who?
Well, not really an attitude, but she, why couldn't she just say, yes, I do. It's here, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry that it's not visible, whatever, you know, you missed it.
First of all, oh, go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
First of all, let's just start from the beginning. Not even being in the store, okay? Number one, the black woman pulled into the parking spot, right? Was in the store, right? The white lady saw the black lady pull into the store.
We don't know that.
Yeah, it do. It said,
no, because
the lady was already in the store. Let me finish. The lady was in the store. The lady walked. The other lady, the white lady, walked back into the store to tell this black lady that she can't park. First of all, this is my first of all. The lady walking into the store, right, back mm-hmm. into the store that she left out, right, mm-hmm. to tell the black lady what she can't do, right. You are foul. You don't work there, lady. This ain't your parking lot. The store don't have your name on it. And where's your car parked at? Go where your car parked at. Don't worry about where another. You don't know that lady's first name. You don't know her last name. Don't worry about where her car parked at. If she get told, let her deal with that. You ain't got no right walking back into a store, coming up to a customer, telling her what to do with her car. That's number one. Number two, if you want to shoot out laws, right? If you want to shoot out laws, you should be a lawyer or a judge or a police or something. You're just a lady coming from the store. Take your ass and get in your car and go do what you do. That's number two. Number three, the lady has the permit in her car. She actually walked back out of the store to let her know that. So then the lady, play the clip.
Time out. So because first off,
the lady was out of foul for even saying something. First,
not this necessarily. Lady don't have to Why?
The black lady don't have to apologize to her for what?
Why is she wrong for saying something? How do we know? What if she was handicapped and needed that spot? What if there was somebody out there?
She was out of the store already. But what she walked back into the store to tell the lady. So she was she wasn't in that spot. And it don't matter.
Maybe she was in the other one right next to it. Sometimes grocery stores have two, one on one side.
Okay, well then if she was in the one right next to her, what does that have to do with her? She was already in the spot.
Because if her handicap sticker isn't visible and to her it looked like there's somebody parking in there.
I'm trying to keep a...
Say what you have to say. Everybody this could get heated. So say what you have to say.
This lady is out of foul, number one. She's out of foul.
But why? You haven't convinced me why.
Homie, Number one, she's out of foul for walking back into the store, confronting this woman about where she parks her car. If the lady had already had her car parked or wherever it was, we don't even know if she was in a car. She probably was walking. But whatever it was, you can't tell nobody what to do. You ain't security. You don't. Your name ain't on the store. Your name ain't on the handicap spots. That's it. I don't owe nobody no explanation. When you pull up to Starbucks and get out, do you owe anybody an explanation next to you or why you pulled up right there? Black, white, green, or orange? This lady ain't got no right to talk to nobody about parking their shit, they car in any
spot. Well, she has the right. It's her First Amendment right to say whatever she wants to say.
For real, kind.
I'm saying it, she does. She does have the right.
All right. Okay. Well, if we being like that, then the black lady, the one who wasn't doing anything wrong, the one who just was walking into the store, minding her own business, buying her stuff, whatever mm-hmm. she was getting out of there, has the right to let the lady know, don't worry about it.
I agree. I completely agree with that.
If right and wrong is, it's just in black and white.
But why does it have to go to that? Why couldn't the lady just say, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe she had her past.
She don't have to apologize. No, she don't have to. Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
But why does it have to get to an escalated issue the way that it did? It started getting heated quickly.
The white lady was escalating because this lady is harassing this black lady who's doing what the hell she was wanting to do in the store, not minding her own business. This lady came from outdoors to her, confronting her about her car.
She asked her about her parking in the handicap spot and not having the handicap pass.
Okay, so to that avoid was the problem whole thing, number one right there.
Why is that mind a problem,
business.
Though?
Mind your business. Mind your business. Just like the lady keeps saying, mind your business. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know why I'm doing. Mind your business.
But if this individual is a handicapped person, or she walked out and saw a handicapped person that wasn't able to use that parking spot walking through the parking lot or something. We don't know. This is all assumption. I'm just assuming right now. I'm just using this as an example. She walks out and sees somebody walking through the parking lot with a cane, not able to park closer because this car is parked in the handicap spot. She looks, there's no sticker. She can't see the sticker, yada, 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 whatever. She comes back inside. Maybe she saw the woman walking in and from that car and knew who it was. So she walks back inside and goes to confront that woman and asks her about her parking permit.
Go to confront the woman. Mind your business. Take your cane and walk down the aisle. You just missed out on the spot. Or if your car was already there, look, she walked back into the store.
You're missing my point, though. You're missing my point.
No, it ain't no point. The lady went back into the other lady to bother her. Mind your business. That's the point.
No, you're missing my point. My point is if somebody approaches you, though, and does ask you if you're parked in a handicapped spot where a permit is required in all states, a permit is required or a ticket or a sticker, whatever mm-hmm. it might be. It's all different anywhere. But if she can't see it, she doesn't see it, whatever, and she goes to ask this woman about her permit, why can't the woman just say, oh, I'm sorry, it's over here on the corner. It's hard to see.
Well, see,
maybe she knows that, or maybe whatever. Okay, she doesn't have to apologize. Just whatever. I'm trying to talk like a polite person. Whatever. So what if she just says it's not visible? Sorry, you know, it's over here. It's or whatever. Or I forgot to put it up. It's in my purse. Look here. It's right here. Why did she have to get defensive
about it?
She don't
have. See, there you go again. She was only starting to get offensive because somebody comes up to you, asking you questions about what you're doing with what is yours. That's just like me coming up to you and say, hey, man, why you keep giving that dog treats? Damn, I haven't seen you give him 4 treats. Why you keep giving him treats? Maybe you packed your bag and you want to give him 8 treats. Who am I to tell you not to give your dog 8 treats? So right. I don't give a fuck. Donald Trump could tell his administration, hey, we're having a meeting today. But if somebody on the outside say, you know what, that's a bad decision. Who are they to tell Donald Trump that that's a bad decision? Like, look, the bottom line, the lady ain't no lawyer. She wasn't no police. She didn't have no documentation. She's just another lady coming out the grocery store, whatever store it was, talking mess to another lady who was minding her own business. business. That's the main key word here. Minding her own. Minding her own. Not, she wasn't studying the white lady. The white lady was studying the black lady. You feel me? So the problem here is, let that white lady mind her own goddamn business, there wouldn't have been no video.
Okay. We'll get back to this. We do have a call. So let's jump on to the call real quick. We're not done with this, though.
No.
Oh, it's Miss Shannon calling back in. She was our very first caller, so she's calling back. Let's see what Miss Shannon has to say. Hello.
Hi, guys.
What's going down? Top of the morning. We're hanging on in.
I have a question. Why is it that, okay, oftentimes we see Caucasian kids out in stores. I mean, just out of control. And as a black woman, we want to go snatch those kids up and tell those kids, okay, what are you doing? Swat their butts or whatever. However, if we were to do that as a black woman, we'd be out of line. Just minding, because we're not minding our own business. Mm-hmm. Why is it that white women feel so emboldened to be able to think that it's okay for them to go and say, you did this wrong, or you're in this spot, or you're... That's not, again, not their business. If she had a problem, she should have went to go to management of the store, whoever. It's not her job to approach me to tell me. If you have a problem with what I'm doing, parking in this grocery store parking lot, or however I'm doing it wrong, then guess what? Go to the store management and complain to them and let them address me. Yeah. But it's not your place to address me. Right. Who are you?
Yes.
My point is, why does it have to be so difficult for someone just to walk up to somebody and say, hey, I didn't see you have a handicapped sticker. You're parked in a handicapped spot.
Again,
and then
because it's not your business.
Isn't it somebody's business
if they're a handicapped person, though?
This lady,
they're a handicapped person, again, they should go and complain to the store management. It's not your place to address them. Who are you?
I'm not trying to be mean
or nasty or nothing, but your handicap doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm not saying that the person who's parked there without the right qualifications is right. I'm simply saying that take the proper approach. Your approach is not to come and address me. Yeah, I'm not your child.
Right.
You have a problem with what I'm doing. You go address the proper authority. You go and talk to that store manager. You go and talk to the security. You go and talk to somebody else and have them address me, because it is their job. It is not your job. That means to me, you are watching me. That's how I feel about it, and then let me
piggyback off of that. Okay, so yes, her eyes was on this lady enough for her to feel that she has enough nerve to turn back, go into the store, and confront the lady in the store like that. Like, who are you, ma'am? What are you talking about? And then for her to be like, well, you know, you people, huh? Well, then she tried to clean
it
up.
So you black people, you white people.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, this lady, she was having a bad time or whatever it was, and she felt that she had to open up her big ass mouth, because that's what it is. Mind your business. You could have been going out the store. You could have been going away from the parking lot. You didn't have to. Why do the black lady have to apologize? For what? She got the permit to be in the parking space. Now, was it not able to be seen? Okay. But she still had it, just like a lot of people pull up in the parking spot.
So, okay, time out. So why not just avoid the whole thing altogether and just say, yeah, it's right here. Boom.
The whole thing would have been avoided, Adam, if the lady would have never walked up to her.
Right.
So the black lady didn't do
anything. Why is it our part to avoid it? Right. Adam, why do you feel like the black lady is the one that should be avoiding instead of the Caucasian lady? Who should have avoided it by just not saying anything at all?
Period.
Why is it our responsibility to do the avoiding?
I'm not saying anybody should avoid it.
It could have been avoided had she just not said anything at all. Then there would have been no problem. And even had she gone and said something to the proper people, it still would have been avoided, because then you wouldn't, she wouldn't have been the one doing the approaching. When people do that, it feels as if they're watching you. That's what it feels
they
like.
They want problems. They had want enough, trouble.
And we've had enough in our life of that to begin with. I'm offended when you, when you're watching me. Like, are you trying to say I'm not going to pay? Are you trying? What are you trying to say? Why are you watching me to begin with?
And that's the so bottom that's line.
In itself.
Mind your business. Keep your eyes on your what you doing. Don't. That lady.
But we're assuming she was watching her. So let's. What if she just?
She had to be watching her. Well, that she didn't.
I mean, what if she? When you walk out of a grocery store, I mean, you can't help but sometimes notice the people that are walking by you, or someone gets out of a car and handicapped spots. You know, they're right there by the door. You got one usually on the left, one on the right. Sometimes you can't help but see who's getting out of a car and walking by you.
Even if you can't help but see who's getting out of the car, who are you to turn around and go back in the store and confront the person who was driving the car? So what?
Why do you feel entitled to do that?
Period.
Why do you feel entitled to do that?
Period.
I don't view it as an entitlement thing. I view it as if this individual was handicapped, and later on in the video there is a part where the white lady she has some sort of a boot on her foot or something, so we don't know. Maybe she is handicapped and she takes it upon herself to ask and make sure people are abiding by the laws and abiding by the rules.
Or was she being rude and harassed?
But why does that have to be a problem to just ask a question?
She wasn't asking. She was being not
she was
nice,
a little more aggressive about it. I'll give you that. Yeah, yes. She was a little more aggressive, okay, so but I don't think she was necessarily rude out the get-go. She gets rude. She definitely gets rude.
For coming up to the lady, period.
But why is that rude?
So because she did not mind her business. Mind your business. You could have never not said zero thing, walked past her, went to the clerk and said, "This, I think this black lady's over there is in a handicap," and walked out of the store. Nobody would have known. She had to bring her goat mouth ass up to the lady.
Still haven't gotten we still haven't gotten back down to the whole answer as to why do you feel that that's okay? I mean, period. Would you want somebody coming to question you about what you're doing? Adam, I'm asking you.
I guess it depends on every situation is going to be slightly different. But I mean, if this was me in this situation,
you don't mind being questioned?
I
you don't mind being questioned?
I don't. No, I don't necessarily. It's hard for me to answer that straight up.
So
yes, there are situations where I would mind, but then in a situation like this, I don't think I would have gotten as offended by it.
No, the lady kept on carrying on. It was her. She was offensive from the jump.
Hold on, Flynn. Adam, mm-hmm. How many times have you been followed around a store? I'm literally followed around a store and you're doing nothing wrong. How many times has that happened to you?
Not as an adult. More as teenagers, you know, stupid teenagers doing stupid teenager things, you know,
okay,
back
so
then,
imagine
yes.
That happening to you every single day, even as an adult, all the time for no absolute reason. Imagine that.
Right.
See, people have to understand and take themselves out of their current situation, put themselves in other people's shoes. This is offensive to black people because it's happened all of our lives for no reason other than the color of our skin.
And then
so
we
with that
have
being
apologize?
Said, anytime we're asked about something and we know we're not doing anything wrong, I'm not answering to anything that you're asking me because it's not your business. I'm an adult just like you are. And I feel like you're trying to chastise me.
Right.
Or you're trying to correct me. And that's not your place.
Period. This lady didn't know
that's
her
why it's so
paint.
Offensive.
And she had no right to go back into the store once again and approach this lady about something that this lady, that she has no ownership in. Lady, you could have walked down another aisle. You didn't have to go back in there and say anything to this other lady because, once again, you're not the authorities. You're not the bag lady. You don't push baskets there. You don't do nothing but go get your stuff and get back in your car and go away. She had to go over there and say something because she was being mean. She was being spiteful. She was trying to make a scene, and she did that.
Well, she
and
was
then,
just being authoritative. That's how she just felt like it was her place to be the boss.
She just wanted to try to make a point that she didn't have the permit. And come to find out, It was there. So even if the police would have got called, even if the police would have got called, the police would have came, the lady would have went in her glove box and showed, here it is, ma'am, and the police would have drove away. All right, ma'am, just put it up next time. That's it. This lady was after something else. That's what I think.
Well, I don't feel like that necessarily. I just felt like that person was being putting herself in an authoritative position when she had no right to do it. Now, Slim is taking the anger a little bit further than I necessarily would. However, I just think that that person was being a bit authoritative, and that was an adult. She was approaching an adult. You just cannot approach somebody like that in an authoritative manner and think it's going to be okay.
And I understand
that's
that.
That's how I think.
I see that perspective of it. I definitely think the white lady could have definitely handled it differently. As I said before all this started, after Shannon has made her point, after Slim has made his point, I still don't think either individual was necessarily wrong. I think there can be points taken from both sides of this. Now, okay. The white lady definitely came in aggressive, and I acknowledge that. I think if she could have addressed the situation differently from the get-go, it probably could have been handled differently. It probably could have went a whole different route.
Why did it need to be addressed, period? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why does it need to be
I think because addressed? This happens every day. We see this all the time, and especially with handicapped parking. I mean, there was a video. There was a video just the other week. And I don't remember exactly where it was. I think it was in Texas. A gentleman parked in the handicapped spot. They didn't have a handicap pass. Another man came out or was walking through the parking lot. I don't remember the whole story. But either way, he approaches the individual who's parked in the handicapped spot, tells him that he doesn't have his pass, yada, yada, yada. Something happens, whatever. They bump chests or something like that. The individual who parked in the handicapped spot illegally pulled out a gun and shot the man for approaching him.
Okay.
And I think it was in Texas because they had something about, you know, right to bear arms or if you're feeling threatened or whatever. But we see this all the time where individuals approach it, one another about these kinds of things, especially in grocery stores, especially in parking lots. In this exact example of handicapped parking spaces, people approach each other all the time. Do you have your pass? Do you have your permit? You're not supposed to park here. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. For anybody that does that.
That's the problem. They need to stop.
Right. For anybody that does that, they need not to say nothing because they don't work at the store. They didn't put the lines down there. They didn't paint the damn handicap sign. So mind your business. Once again, mind your damn business. The lady. Now, look, let me flip it real quick because What if the lady was white getting out of her car and the black lady came back in the store and approached the white lady about parking in this parking spot? Police would have been called immediately. And then it would have been turned into something totally different. Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Adam.
So let me just explain this.
I'm not going to say yes or no to that. I mean, I feel the same way, whether it was a black woman versus a white woman or a white woman versus a black woman.
It is a difference.
So.
That's why this happened. That's why this whole thing happened. It is a difference.
There is a difference.
That's why this whole thing happened, bro. That's the whole reason. That's why
there is a difference, Adam.
That's the whole reason. Yeah.
There's a definite difference.
Yeah.
It happens daily.
Come on now.
And then let's just go on further. At the gas stations, there's always some stupid person. Now, mind you, I can't just say that it's white, because black people do it too, and I hate it. Where they... This is the gas station. We are trying to get gas, but yet you hold up the gas because you don't want to park so far away. So you park in the gas spot where you're not getting gas. Now, if you, I have done this both. It's just ridiculous, but I have approached white men, and it's usually just men, and not approached them, but I'm walking at them crazy and honk my horn at them like, hey, we're trying to get gas. I don't even approach anybody because, you know, people are crazy. And yet, I'm crazy. But if you say something, like, if it's, I've seen it where white women do it, And then nobody says anything. Or they'll go down and say, well, hey, she has a baby in her car. Who cares? It's okay for you to do that. But if we do that, then that's a big problem. Then the store manager is coming out, hey, you got to move your car.
It's a total different situation if just the roles were reversed. Just by the lady getting out of a car. If the white lady gets out of her car and walks into the store and the black lady go back in there, now she's stalking her, or now she harassing her, or now she's
trying to...
You were
already gone outside the store. You should have just
left. You see what I'm saying? It's just a different way, man. I don't know. Maybe you don't see it, but I'm telling you, bro. It's like that every day. Look at that lady. Look at the lady. The lady gonna call. The man was sitting in his car, a black man, okay? Sitting in his car, listening to the radio, waiting to go to work. A white lady outside of his car comes up to his driver's side door. He rolled his window down. The lady says, you don't need to be in this neighborhood. You look suspicious. Huh? The man was sitting in his car, listening to his radio before he's ready to pull off. Now, how is that suspicious? Sitting in his car, listening to his radio, getting ready to go to work. But now let me flip that. If that would have been the black dude walking up to the white lady's car and she rolled her window down and he said that, then the police would have been called. It would have been a different situation.
Well, you forgot the part that it was the black man sitting in the car listening to the radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Sitting in the car just listening to the radio, it wouldn't have been an issue whatsoever.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because it was a black man, and it's just assumed that the black man is stalking and looking at places to rob.
I'm just bringing this up to prove a point. Like, see, this lady had no right. She just really had no right. If she would have just walked away, got in her car, whatever she was doing, she could have just did that. And this video wouldn't even been a video. But she had to make it a point to go back into the store. And that's what jumped it off. And then to come to find out that the lady was permitted to park there.
At the end, who was that fault? Was it the black lady that was at fault at the end? I mean, how did this video end?
No. Well,
I didn't get the whole thing. I only got like 5 minutes of it because it was like a 10-minute video, so we didn't have time to do the whole thing. But so I mean, it gets heated. It gets more heated between the two of them. The store manager does come over. She asks them both to leave because they're causing a scene. The lady, the black lady, just wants to pay for the rest of her stuff. And then, as Slim said, she eventually does show that she has the permit. And I guess that's my whole point from the get go is why I don't know. I'm not blind. I'm not an idiot to the situations that go on in our world today.
Are you sure you're not blind?
Well,
are you sure you're not blind?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not blind to the what goes on in our world today. I get it. I understand it. In this situation, I'm not looking at it as a white versus black versus white. I'm just looking at it as a person versus person. And why couldn't she just said, oh, here, my permit is in my pass or in my purse. I forgot to put it up on the rearview mirror or whatever.
And why? You keep saying that, but I keep going back to
that does away with the whole situation.
But she was offended.
And that's the one thing where the white lady does come in aggressive. I get that. If she would have handled it a little bit differently from the get-go, it could have been avoided on both ends. I completely 100% agree. But my thing is just like, why get heated? Just a lady asks you about your parking permit. Just say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot to put it up in the damn window. Oh, sorry, here it is.
There you go again. We're not apologizing for something that we don't have to. You keep saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And
I'm just saying that that's what people do. They apologize for something. Oh gosh, sorry. It's right here in my purse. Sorry, I forgot to put it up in the rearview mirror.
I'm just saying, Adam.
Well, Slim.
And again, I'm not looking at it as a black versus white thing. I'm looking at it as a people versus people. If a person asks a person about their parking permit because they can't see it where the law is that it has to be posted in plain sight, and they approach you about it, and you realize, oh, it's just here in my purse. I forgot to put it up in the windshield. My bad. Avoid the whole thing. Oh, okay. So,
see, there you go.
So, Adam, you keep asking that question. So then... In the same token, why couldn't she have just approached the proper people? Why did she feel like she had to be the one to go and ask the question?
So agree. You keep asking, I agree with that as well.
Why couldn't we just say, why couldn't the other lady just say, I apologize or whatever? Okay, well, on the flip of that, why did she have to? Why couldn't the other lady just not have approached her?
She could have just mind her own business, walked away, and none of this, it wouldn't have been nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of what ifs. There's a lot of what ifs because there's things that we don't know. I don't know. This lady could have seen a handicapped person walking through the parking lot. It got her attention. I don't know. There's a lot of what ifs. Why? What caused the lady to turn around and walk back in?
With the situation of the world that we live in today, with the way the world is today, it seems appropriate that everybody just basically keep some distance. Like, we're living in the same state of the world that we're living in.
Yes.
So, in order to avoid igniting any kind of emotion whatsoever, she knew it would have been probably better for her just to approach somebody else. But no, to me, you wanted to do
that's
this.
What I'm
you
saying. She was looking for the trouble. She wanted to make it. She went back into the store. She went back into the store to harass. Now you're harassing this lady, okay? You're harassing this lady. You didn't have to say a damn thing, period. Just like the lady the man was barbecuing on the beach, and the lady gonna tell a man that what he can't do. Come on.
And these people are not ignorant. They're watching the news, and they're watching stuff just like we are.
Come on, man.
And then
she tried to clean it up with you people.
You know what you're allowed to get away with, and so that's why you did it.
That's what you people do.
That's what the lady said.
That's what you people do. You see what I'm saying?
If you were handicapped and couldn't walk or had issues walking, you walk with a cane. Maybe you have cerebral palsy. So yeah, you know, you have the wrist cane type of deals.
Mm-hmm.
And you see somebody pull into the handicap spot that does not have a permit that you can visibly see.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to walk, and the other spot is taken by somebody that does have a pass.
Look, somebody got it.
No, that's not how that goes, though. That's not the law.
What you going to do? What you going to do then? Park your car on top of it?
No, I mean, obviously you have to go park in another spot, but why couldn't you go address that individual? Why could you say like, hey, you know, that spot is for people like myself who have a disability or a handicap.
But ma'am, or ma'am, you walking up to me, do you know if I have one? You don't know if I have one. So just because yourself got one don't mean that myself don't have one, ma'am or lady, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
But why do they feel emboldened and entitled to do that? That's not their job.
Again, I don't necessarily know that it's an entitlement. I mean, I guess I just view it as whether it's a person versus person. Again, I'm taking black and white out of it. Like, why can't we just converse with one another?
You're going to take black and white out of it because you don't see that, but we do.
I'm taking it out to try and get my point across is that why can't people just approach people and just ask them a question? Why do we always have to try to go to an authoritative person? Why can't we try to handle situations on our own? Why do we always need to get... Isn't that kind of like running and telling mommy and daddy and...
People aren't the police. We hire people to be the police. This lady is a lady going to get groceries out the store. You're not the police.
Right.
You didn't make the laws. You didn't write. You ain't in the Congress. You're a lady coming from the store trying to tell somebody what to do with their car. Handle yours. Just like the black lady said, that's how people get hurt, coming up to somebody like that.
Right. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, Slim, he's asking, why can't people, just like they used to be able to do, back in the day before here, why can't people just address other people as other human beings?
I don't know. It's just like
but
that.
The reason why they can't is because of the way things are going now. Everybody's on their toes. Everybody is on the defense about everything.
Can't we be the front line to that change?
Man, we've been trying to be the front line for years and years and years. You see what's still going on? Look, I just played that video.
Okay, how can you be the front line to that change when you have somebody who's leading this United States that is pushing for all the anger?
I 100% agree with you on that one.
People they feel like it's okay now. It's okay because our leader of our country is allowing this to happen. So it's okay for us, the everyday people, to do this. That's why.
And I guess that's...
It doesn't work that way anymore. At one time, it used to, but now it won't. So that being the case, everybody should mind their own business because, yes, everybody is on the defense now. So if you approach me, I'm going to look at you upside your head and say, well,
do we have to, should we be minding our own business or should we be showing our president that everybody is the same? Not everybody's bad people. These people aren't, like, why aren't we working together as a whole, as a country together to show that, like, everybody is the same person? Doesn't matter your color, your skin. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter about your disability.
That's a good question.
Because everybody isn't. That's the problem. Everybody isn't. Now all the true colors are coming out about people that really aren't.
Right.
So that's why. It used to be... You didn't know, but now you know. Now people are pretty open about who they are and where their minds are.
See, this
and
is
I've
good.
I've been talking
y'all.
Too long. I gotta get off my phone. My work phone is ringing.
This is good, y'all. We live on Vapor Radio. I'm your boy, Big Slim. That's my host, Adam Baum, alongside our guest, Miss Shannon.
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Shannon. We definitely appreciate all your input, your opinions, your thoughts about this. This was a great conversation, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your input.
Ruffle a little feathers, you know. But see, that's what we need, though, because...
Had a good time, as always.
I still believe that there was no harm, no foul if the lady wouldn't say that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sticking to that, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, as I said in the whole beginning, everybody is entitled to their opinions. You know, I'm... Yeah. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that.